Hi, I'm Tim Brody, and you're listening to Moving Forward, a podcast about relationships, teams, leaders, and how to get the best out of all of them. This is episode number 6, and I'm glad you're back. I want to chat about something deeply personal during this episode. I want to share with you my North Stars, the people I think of when I'm faced with difficult situations, the personalities I call my heroes. I'm happy you're back. I've had an interesting couple of weeks. I've been having some challenges and have been considering how I should respond to them. As I considered my options, I've thought about the people who I've read about that inspire me. They're my heroes, and I don't use that term lightly. When I'm faced with tricky situations or challenging relationships, I remember their stories and I ask myself how their lessons and wisdom could help in the situation that is presenting itself. There are three specific heroes that most often come to my mind, and I'm really glad to share them with you. They are Viktor Frankl, Immaculée Ilibagiza, and Nelson Mandela. Let me explain their stories first, and then you'll see how they inspire me. Viktor Frankl was a survivor of the Holocaust. Frankl was born in Vienna into a Jewish family of civil servants in 1905. His book, Man's Search for Meaning, chronicles his experiences as a concentration camp inmate, which led him to discover the importance of finding meaning in all forms of existence, even the most brutal ones. I'm enamored with Frankl's notion of choice. He said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of his human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Even as I read this, I can hear his wonderful voice with the Austrian accent in my head. He said the ability to choose one's perspective is the gift of finding meaning in even the most horrific and egregious circumstances. With meaning comes purpose. With purpose comes legacy. With legacy comes the opportunity to let go, to close a chapter, and move forward with power. In the concentration camp, Dr. Frankl declared that when a man cannot express himself in a positive action, when his only achievement may consist of enduring his sufferings, he can, through loving contemplation of the image he carries of his beloved, achieve fulfillment. I believe we all know this to be a truth. You know, it's the reason we keep pictures of our loved ones in our wallet, why we post them on our computer desktops, why we put them on our refrigerator. Their love helps us achieve fulfillment. When I read his book, my breath always catches when I'm at this portion, where it says, "A thought transfixed me. For the first time in my life, I saw the truth as it is set into song by so many poets, proclaimed as the final wisdom by so many thinkers. The truth that love is the ultimate and the highest goal to which man can aspire. Then I grasped the meaning of the greatest secret that human poetry and human thought and belief have to impact. The salvation of man is through love and in love. I understood how a man who has nothing left in the world still may know bliss, be it only for a brief moment, in the contemplation of his beloved. In a position of utter desolation, when man cannot express himself in positive action, when his only achievement may consist in enduring his sufferings in the right way, an honorable way, in such a position man can, through loving contemplation of the image he carries of his beloved, achieve fulfillment." Frankl says that in even the most difficult moments, we must remain masters of how we choose to respond. If we always remember that the essence of our soul is love, we will find ourselves giving our best responses. This is supported by Immaculée Ilibagiza. She is a survivor of the Rwandan Holocaust. In Immaculée's book, Left to Tell, she shares her experience of surviving for 91 days with 7 other women in a small bathroom that was about 12 square feet. The bathroom was concealed in a room behind a wardrobe in the home of a Hutu pastor. While she hid, her entire family, except for one brother who was in Senegal, was massacred. The Hutu mob repeatedly searched the house where she hid, calling her by name. The things they did to her family were both barbaric and horrific. While she hid, Immaculée had an ongoing internal conflict with God and her faith. She was forced to work through questions of the nature of divine love and the meaning of humanity. When she was finally freed and allowed to face the full horror that had engulfed her country, specifically the murders of her family, she showed what can only be described as the pinnacle of human compassion. As justice slowly became restored to Rwanda, she was brought to the prison to meet the leader of the gang that had killed her mother and brother. She described the situation in her book. "I jumped up with a start as they approached, recognizing the man instantly. His name was Felicien, and he was a successful Hutu businessman whose children I'd played with in primary school." Felicien was sobbing. I could feel his shame. He looked up at me for only a moment, but our eyes met. I reached out, touched his hand lightly, and quietly said what I'd come to say. "I forgive you." In my mind, there is no clearer example of human strength than this. To look in the eyes of someone who has harmed you deeply and forgive them is a testament to the notion that we define ourselves through our actions. The necessity to reclaim power, to choose a path of dignity, to accept the frailty of our species, is to walk the path of true strength. This is reinforced by Nelson Mandela's perspective after his release from Robben Island. In his book, Long Walk to Freedom, Mandela spoke of the wisdom that he had learned while held in captivity for 27 years. He wrote, "It was during those long and lonely years that my hunger for the freedom of my own people became a hunger for the freedom of all people, white and black. I knew as well as I knew anything that the oppressor must be liberated just as surely as the oppressed. A man who takes away another man's freedom is a prisoner of hatred. He is locked behind the bars of prejudice and narrow-mindedness. I am not truly free if I am taking away someone else's freedom just as surely as I am not free when my freedom is taken from me. The oppressed and the oppressor alike are robbed of their humanity." He continued, "I have walked that long road to freedom. I have tried not to falter. I have made missteps along the way, but I have discovered the secret that after climbing a great hill, one only finds that there are many more hills to climb. I have taken a moment here to rest, to steal a view of the glorious vista that surrounds me, to look back on the distance I have come. But I can only rest for a moment, for with freedom come responsibilities, and I dare not linger, for my long walk is not yet ended." How incredibly powerful are those words. We must take responsibility for our actions and recognize the gifts we are given. Mandela teaches me that while there is value in resting on my journey of life to appreciate the beauty and the wonderful gifts I've been given and achieved, as long as there is life in me, there remains work to be done, and I must continue to learn, to grow, and to move forward in the act of service to others. When I combine the messages of these three heroes of mine, the meaning is powerful. There is only me that decides my perspective. I must at least try to be at my most noble in all situations, and when I fail, I must be kind, gentle, and firm with myself to stand up and hold myself accountable. Those who cause me harm are fighting their own demons. While I'll not allow myself to be needlessly pummeled for their misguided glory, I will try not to return their malevolence with any inhumane action of my own. Their prison is smaller than the one they're trying to contain me in. Oh, that's what my heroes remind me of. Imagine if all of our leaders had heroes like that and they tried to emulate the wisdom of those three. But now, here's the challenge for you. As you face the slings and arrows that life inevitably hurls your way, who are your heroes? Seriously. When was the last time you thought of that? Who are your heroes, and what are their traits that you so deeply want to emulate? If you've not ever thought of this, well, give it a whirl. It can pull you out of some pretty sticky messes sometimes. Let your heart guide you, and your North Star will become clear. Your relationships, your teams, and your leadership style will all benefit. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay blessed. You've been listening to Tim Brody and the show Moving Forward, an offering in relationships, team building, and leadership skills from thebrodies.ca. When relationships matter, we're the people to see. And relationships always matter.